if I could take you kind of like on a journey of how the bacteria work, just image this. So the bacteria actually exists from your mouth all the way through to your anus. And let's just take a journey. Let's say we eat some of the Enliven product and this bacteria arrives in the stomach and they look around and they see this polluted, nasty environment with all these bad bacteria threatening to eat their food. Well, the first thing they do is they go to war with the bacteria and start cleaning them up. And then they look at the mucosal lining of your stomach and they see all this debris that's collected all over the inside of the stomach lining, and they clean all of that up. And then they travel through the intestines, because a lot of them live there, and they go, oh my God, this place is filthy. And they go and clean all that up, make it nice and pink, because that's where they're going to live and build their homes and have their children. The next thing they do, since they're highly intelligent, they say, wow, I'm living in a living organism. I got to keep this thing healthy or I'm not going to live. So they transmigrate to the body through the bloodstream. So they hop in the bloodstream, and while they're there, they'll actually scrub and clean the cholesterol and all of the nasties out of the bloodstream. Then they'll go into the lungs and clean out the lungs. They'll go through all the organs, the liver, the heart, the kidneys, and clean all of those out. They basically exist in every area of our body. And being a highly intelligent species, they look at the body as a whole organism. They know that their whole house has to be in order, their whole house has to be healthy in order for them to survive. And so they're motivated by survival. And that's why the first thing that we must address when we address nutrition, is we have to address this whole bacterial kingdom that exists within our body. So with these 13 bacteria that are in Enliven will actually create an environment in which the other 400 substrains or subspecies can actually exist within. Because a lot of them get killed off or don't have the ability to assert themselves because the environment's been damaged through these bad bacteria or bad yeast that have gained a foothold. So what we're really saying here is we must address the bacteria imbalance and get that right in order for the body to function properly.